It's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each answer is now worth 2 points. Chioki, can you give us the scores?
Helen has 2 points. Mo and Josh are tied with 3.
Okay. That means, Helen, you're going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. In one of his first actions as president, Joe Biden returned the U.S. to the blank agreement.
Paris Accord.
Exactly. On Monday, the outgoing administration announced that lawyer blank would not be part of Trump's impeachment team.
Giuliani?
Right. This week, total U.S. deaths from blank rose above 400,000.
COVID-19.
Yes. On Monday, departing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared blank's treatment of Uyghur Muslims genocide.
China.
Right. This week, a group of teens offering free squirts of hand sanitizer outside a supermarket in the UK fled the scene after it was revealed that the sanitizer was blank.
Ooh, not hand sanitizer.
Well, technically, yes, but you have to know it. It's super glue is what they were doing, those scamps.
Oh!
On Monday, the son of Martin Luther King Jr. announced his support for blank's run for mayor of New York.
Andrew Yang?
Yes, very good. On Wednesday, PharmaBro blank lost his second bid for early release.
That horrible guy with the pasty face.
That
I can't remember
him.
His name.
His name is Martin Shkreli. After spending a few days in lockup, a woman in Canada blanked after being released.
Locked herself back up?
No, she wrote the prison a glowing 4.5-star review. The woman spent several days in jail, and when she was allowed to go free, she really wanted to give the cops a piece of her mind. She just loved it, so in a glowing, handwritten note, she said she was, quote, worried about staying with you guys during my trip, but I appreciate how kind everybody was. 4.5 stars. She would have pushed it up to 5, but the only available toilet wine was a Chardonnay. She prefers something drier.
Is there a prison section of Yelp?
There is. That's real.
Is there really? I did not know.
Oh, yeah, you can, because that's like, it's kind of the only way that people have their voices heard about like what it's like in prison. It's a bleak place. I wouldn't go there for fun, prison Yelp.
I love that you've been there, Josh.
I've done some things. I don't want to talk about them. I'm not proud.
Chioki, how did Helen do in our quiz?
Helen got 5 right for 10 more points. She now has 12 and the lead.
All right, I'm going to arbitrarily choose Josh to go next, so... fill in the blank, Josh. On Tuesday, Trump granted clemency to 143 people, including former White House strategist blank.
Steve Bannon.
Right. On Monday, a judge ordered that Alexei Navalny, the critic of blank, allegedly poisoned by the KGB, be detained for 30 days.
Vladimir Putin.
Right. This week, Chuck Schumer officially took over as Senate Majority Leader from blank.
Mitch McConnell.
Right. On Thursday, it was reported that President Biden would keep Christopher Wray as head of the blank.
FBI?
Right. This week, a professional video gamer announced his retirement after suffering from a debilitating blank.
Carpal tunnel syndrome?
Close enough. An injury to his thumb. On Thursday, health officials said it was safe to use Moderna's blank despite allergic reactions.
Vaccine?
Right. Thanks to strong earnings from Apple and Netflix, the blank reached record highs on Wednesday.
Dow Jones?
Stock market. This week, a man in Oregon reprimanded a woman after he realized she had left her child in her car while he was blanking.
While he was pumping gas?
No, while he was stealing the car. I mean, parents these days, they buy their kids iPads, they coddle them, they leave them in the cars that I want to steal. A man's otherwise wholesome Grand Theft Auto spree took a dark turn when he realized it was a 4-year-old in the car he just stolen. So he turned around, drove back, dropped the kid off, berated the mom for being so careless. How could you leave your kid in your car unaccompanied? And then he took the car again and drove away. He eventually slowed down to admonish the cops chasing him for speeding. Chioki, how did Josh do in our quiz?
Josh has 7 right for 14 more points. He now has 17 points and
Whoa.
The lead.
Whoa, that was actually
Josh,
pretty impressive, Josh.
You're a beast.
Thank you.
So, Chioki, how many then does Mo need to win?
Mo needs 7 points to tie and 8 points to win.
All right. Here we go, Mo. This is for the game. On Wednesday, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines became the first member of blank's cabinet to be confirmed.
Biden's?
Yes. During his first press conference under President Biden, blank said he felt liberated.
Fauci.
Yes.
Dr. Fauci.
This week, the leader of the Proud Boys was charged with encouraging people to join the mob that stormed blank.
The Capitol.
Yes. Despite the pandemic, officials in blank announced that country's economy grew by 2.3%.
China.
Right. This week, a legislator in Oklahoma filed a bill to establish an official blank hunting season.
Chicks and ducks and geese.
Better scurry. No, it's Bigfoot hunting season, which is weird because clearly Bigfoot does not live in Oklahoma. Mm. On Sunday, warehouse workers at online giant Blank announced a planned vote to unionize.
Amazon.
Right. On Thursday, Blank claims dropped slightly but remained above 900,000.
Unemployment.
Yes, this week over 750,000 pounds of Blank were recalled after it was discovered they could cause serious injury.
Oh, barbells.
No, Hot Pockets. Nestle has ordered a mass recall of Hot Pockets after reports that the product may contain small pieces of glass or hard plastic.
What?
You can tell if your Hot Pockets are affected by looking for lot number 6693 or seeing if you've purchased the limited edition nacho glass blasted flavor. Jokey, did Mo do well enough to win?
Mo had 6 right for 12 more points. He has a total of 15, which means that with 17 points, Josh is this week's champion.
Whoa, that is extremely impressive.
Thank you. And honestly, an honor just to play with such fine competitors.
That's very gracious, Josh. Very gracious.
Oh my, you're really making me moisten right now.
No,
my eyes.
You got moist eyes, yeah.
My eyes.
Matt!